Interest and unbelief. Interest continued to increase. From scores and hundreds, congregations had grown to as many thousands. But after a time, opposition was manifest against these converts, and the churches began to take disciplinary steps with those who had embraced Miller's views. This called forth a response from his pen, "If we are wrong, pray show us wherein consists our wrong. Show us from the Word of God that we are in error. We have had ridicule enough, that can never convince us that we are in the wrong. The Word of God alone can change our views. Our conclusions have been formed deliberately and prayerfully, as we have seen the evidence in the Scriptures." When the iniquity of the antediluvians moved God to bring a flood upon the earth, He first made known to them His purpose. For 120 years was sounded the warning to repent. But they believed it not. They mocked the messenger of God. If Noah's message were true, why did not all the world see and believe it? One man's assertions against the wisdom of thousands. They would not credit the warning nor seek shelter in the ark. Scoffers pointed to the unvarying succession of the seasons, the blue skies that had never poured out rain. In contempt they declared the preacher of righteousness a wild enthusiast. They went on, more intent on their evil ways than before. But at the appointed time God's judgments were visited upon the rejecters of His mercy.